Chapter 35 of Garce's Diary, published a few years ago by F.P. Harper of New York, expresses it: colon, it made him sick at heart to see so many natives going to hell for lack of the 3 drops of water he would sprinkle over them, if only they would let him do it. Garce reaches Araby. His arrival at Oraibi caused great excitement, though a priest had been at work there as early as 1650. There were 4 priests laboring among the Hoppus in 1680, when the great native uprising throughout New Mexico and Arizona occurred, and all of them, with many others, laymen and soldiers as well, were slain at that time. Then too, the remembrance had not died away of the total destruction of the town of Ota by one of the Hopi towns of that day, in the year 1700. Because the people of that place were hospitable and tolerant of the Ongans. The medicine men and leaders of all the adjacent towns gathered together and led a force which fell upon Otabai in the dead of the night. Every male in it was slain, and only some of the women and girls were saved and taken to the other towns. The place was fired, and remained a neglected ruin, until the scholarship and labors of recent ethnologists dug up both the town and its tragic history. Indians are hostile. Poor Garces. The hostility of the Arabus was apparent. They refused to allow him to enter a house, and he was compelled to camp outside, in a corner formed by a jutting wall, while his guide sheltered his mule in a sheep corral. He built his little campfire, cooked his frugal meal, and slept there during the night, doubtless committing himself and the people who refused to receive him to the protecting mercies of God. The next day the chiefs of the town came to him, clothed in their ceremonial costumes and feathery headdresses, and bade him leave the place. He held up his crucifix as an index of his mission, and endeavored to tell them that he came solely to do them good. But they would have none of him, and on the following day, the memorable 4th of July, they expelled him peaceably but forcibly from their town. He returned to the Colorado River again on July 25th and soon to San Xavier, his mission, a failure. Establishes missions among the Yumas. Now he threw his whole heart into the 2 missions which the authorities had decided to place among the Yumas. Captain Palma, a Yuma chief, who had been very friendly, had urged it repeatedly, and now the desires of both were to be fulfilled. In 1779 Garces went to prepare the way, and the following year the establishment took place. The missions were 8 miles apart. One was named La Purissima Concepcion, the other, San Pedro y San Pablo de Bicuner. Garces and Baranich took charge of the upper mission, and Diaz and Moreno of the lower. Garces is killed. The missions were a failure from the start. The few Spanish soldiers sent to guard the Padres were obliged to utilize some of the best lands which were tilled for their own benefit. The appropriations from the treasury were too small to permit of anything but the rudest and simplest of structures, and Palma and his friends soon became disgusted with the whole affair. On July 17, the Indians, many of whom had been hostile from the first, arose and massacred both colonies of white men, as well as a small force of soldiers under former Governor Rivera of California, who was encamped temporarily on the western side of the river. At first, Garce's life was spared, but before the day was over he and his co-laborer were beaten to death, and his unselfish mission on earth ended. In my book N, and out of the old missions of California, I give this interesting and tragic history in fuller detail. This, then, is the man whose name is given to the railway building at Needles, in order that his heroic labors for the Indians of the Colorado River region may not be forgotten. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.